SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello Australia, I'm Zohar Edelstein.
Zohar, welcome to SBS. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, Nitza. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Zohar. I'm a jewelry designer with a spiritual accent in my creativity.
Can you please tell us about your jewelry design and then we'll come and talk about yourself?
My jewelry design is actually not a design, but rather an intuitive creation. So each piece of jewelry that I'm creating is a one-off unique creation of wires and pearls and gemstones and also Judaica elements, which I designed and created especially.
That's really good. You said that you got to it from spirituality after a long process. But let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Israel, born and raised in Israel. After I finished my master's degree in microbiology, I felt that I needed to go through a change in my life, which I couldn't pinpoint or know exactly what it was. But I actually went to India for 1 month, and then I realized I had to go back and leave everything and go back to India. And this is when something started happening with me. I started meditating, I've done a lot of courses, and something in the finer energies of life really touched my heart very deeply. Soon after that, I arrived to Australia. I've landed here, and 3 days after I've landed, I met my husband. And a huge love story started, and in 1 year, I met him, we got married, and I became a mom in 1 year.
And that's another journey started here when you became a mom. You suffered from postnatal depression. Can you please tell our listeners about it?
I gave birth. I found myself experiencing very, very deep emotions. I could recognize it straight away as depression. I did go for help, conversational help. It took a year, and after a year, when my heart was deeply aching for what I was going through at the time, I've raised a very deep prayer to God. Within 7 days, the depression has lifted. So that was a quite unique state that I've reached. I've experienced the postnatal depression again, also after the second birth. Looking back, I realized that in a way, it was my time in this lifetime to redeem the story of my grandmother. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. And she also suffered from depressions after the Holocaust. The whole family lost their faith and connection with God. And in a way, for me, in this lifetime, I had to not only reconnect with God, but actually have almost like a direct connection with Him in my heart. The process of the depression and the struggle that I had to go through, which also led me into art, helped with forming this deep connection with God, with the light, with nature, whatever you're comfortable calling it.
That's really interesting when you said God, because my next question was, you believe in God? Are you religious? Do you keep all the mitzvot? What is your connection with God? And what do you define as God? What is God for you?
I don't define myself as religious. I do define myself as a spiritual person, but I actually believe that every person and every created being is a spiritual created being, because in every being there's a spark of life, which is God. God for me is the universal God. It's someone that every person, without any difference of sex or religion or faith, can connect with. It's absolutely there for everyone. At times I would call it the upper light, at times I would call it God, but definitely it feels like a very personal relationship.
We are talking to Zohar Edelstein. Zohar is a jewelry designer, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Zohar, you told me that you got a lot of help when you went into depression, when you had postnatal depression. You mentioned Jewish care. I think it's really important message to listeners that either go under postnatal depression or they know somebody else that got sick, because normally you think the woman is so happy when she gives birth to a beautiful normal child and it's a time for celebration, but many women do experience postnatal depression. What is your advice to them?
I would say two main things. One, to receive help and guidance, and this help can be in many, many ways, from psychological support to medicinal, maybe chemical or natural, acupuncture, any kind of modalities that are supportive, and there are many. Each woman will find her way in it. And the second is also to realize that there is a meaning to this process. And it is actually a spiritual process that will take you to a better place.
You're lucky that it happened to you. How did the Jewish care help you?
At the time, we found ourselves in a very, very extreme position. And we did not have support. So they supported us with the meals for a while. And also I saw a counselor from Jewish Care, and knowing that there is such a beautiful organization that is there to support in so many ways was very encouraging and very grounding in a time that we really needed to be held.
Well, it's very important because we do hear about Jewish Care, and now I can hear from a personal experience from somebody that really benefited from their help and support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your advice to people, don't just leave it alone. Seek help and deal with your postnatal depression.
I do. It's just like any other physical condition. If you have a wound, you could leave it to heal naturally, but it depends on the type of wound. Some wounds will require surgery or stitches or anything else. In the same way, also our mind and our soul. We have to understand that we are very layered human beings, and depression comes from many, many reasons, some of them genetic, some of them transgenerational. It's always in any process, in everything that we experience, if we have support, we will go through it in a faster and smoother way. We still have to do the work. We still have to deal with the situation, which is not easy. It's affecting the whole family. And I did find also a wonderful counselor that we did art therapy, and this is how I got to art, which later developed to jewelry.
That's wonderful, because I think that you became a jewelry designer straight after you were sick, because that gave you the spiritual inspiration to design jewelry. And I think for a young designer, you achieved quite a lot. You even participated in the Paris exhibition.
I ended up being there after the Big Five in Australia when I lost almost all my jewelry setup. I just applied randomly to something that I saw on Instagram. I didn't even see what I was applying for. And after a few weeks, I received a notification that I got accepted to do Paris Fashion Week. Now, we were all on fire here. So I said, okay, let's do that in September and not in February. But then by September, COVID was raging. And the Australian government gave me a special permit to fly to Paris and do the fashion show. But I have to say that I was so full of light and I was exhilarated in the day of the show. It was a wonderful experience.
And how can people see your jewelry?
I have a website, zoharedlstein.com. There's Instagram. You're always absolutely welcome to contact me in person.
Zohar Edelstein, thank you so much for sharing your story and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes.
Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.